Welcome to the In Hope Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Preach.
And I'm Brandon. And each week we drop an episode to strengthen unity in the body of Christ.
We want you to be part of the conversation. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, and let's talk.
No, yeah. I had to visit that detention center a couple of times, so we can swing over there. I don't know if any other ones in the area. Not right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anybody there right now.
Mitch does. So, I might ask him.
Yeah.
Because he's... he used to be a police officer.
Oh, okay.
So he might know. Connections. Yeah, and I think he did have to visit some kids there.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Oh, yeah. I bet. All right. So what were we talking about today?
So today we're just continuing on in the up, in, and out.
Okay.
Which that is the three things that Jesus was constantly doing. He was getting away, spending time up with his Father in prayer. And just talking to him, and we talked about that last episode.
Yeah.
And then today we're going to be talking about in.
Yeah.
And that's that group of people that you can sharpen with each other. You can read the Bible together.
Absolutely.
Those are your teammates in the kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about that today. And then next episode we're going to talk about out. And that's what Jesus did. He spent time up with the Father, in with his close disciples, and then he went out to the crowds and preached the good news of his coming.
So. All right. So we're talking about that end today. There's a lot of things you can touch on the end. A
lot of things.
So what's some of the first things that kind of come to your mind? What was...
Yeah, you know, a verse that comes to my mind a lot is the iron sharpens iron verse.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Is as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another.
Yeah.
And when we are doing life all by ourselves, and even if we're doing it with God, sometimes our discernment is not as good as it should be.
Exactly.
Right? like if you really want to, you can kind of make the Bible say whatever you want it to say.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You can pick and choose verses.
Mm-hmm. We see it all the time.
You see it all the time on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's like, well, this verse says this. And it's like, well, what about all these other verses?
Uh-huh.
And that's the iron sharpens iron.
Exactly. When
someone else who knows the Bible as well goes, well, what about these other verses?
Yeah.
Kind of like, you got to sharpen that a little bit because that could... It may have meant just for this certain thing, or like there's all this Greek context you need to know.
Exactly.
And so when you get together with a group of other believers that are all studying together, all hearing from God together, you'll get convicted more.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll just learn so much more. And that's where we really do our deep learning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's also a sense of, and this word has just been sticking with me the last couple of days, having a couple conversations, though in conversations with some other believers and just talking about things that have been standing out. And a recent theme has been that perseverance, grit, just being able to push through difficulty. It's something that we see so well within the culture, within scripture. And it's a different society. It's a different culture. And just the way that they lived almost built in this sense of perseverance and grit in a way that a lot of times we don't get within Western society, because we're the microwave culture and we want things comfortable and so
microwave
forth.
Culture.
Yeah, like right. And so there's this sense of grit and perseverance that you see within scripture. And I feel like in really helps with that. And that's something that last few conversations, I was even just hanging out with some guys last night, and we're talking about that. And to me, it was a great sense of, to me, it was a perfect example of kind of what we're talking about with this in. We're getting together. We're playing sports, but in the midst of it, I mean, we're praying and we're having good godly conversation and just talking about scripture and talking and just encouraging each other. And to me, like, that's even why the start of this podcast came about. I remember sharing with one of our guests before that me and my friends growing up, some of my sweetest moments are me and two of my best friends just hanging out and talking in front of the church for hours and just going back and forth and just sharing things and just feeling challenged and like stirred up and getting excited. And those conversations, I believe, were so formative for me.
Yeah.
And when you're able to get into those conversations where you can just kind of feel that spirit stirring in you,
oh, you
and you're getting the goosebumps and like that's why even here, we're saying like, join this conversation. Let's get those conversations going where we're sharpening each other and we're challenging each other. And so that was a great example of that to me. And I believe those conversations help to give some of that perseverance and grit. Because when you are getting around other believers and you're talking about the things of God and you're sharing what's going on in your life and you're hearing what's going on in their life and sharing about what God is doing and what he's revealing and what you're seeing in scripture, all of these things just kind of stir up a strength and a desire to keep pursuing and keep moving forward. And especially in times where you're facing difficulty. Like where you're in a challenge and you're feeling overwhelmed, you get with that group and you start talking and you start sharing with one another. And that is one of the greatest senses of that iron just coming along and sharpening you and putting you back. It's like you're getting dull and then you come together with them. And it's like when you're sharpening those knives in the kitchen, right? Like it's like when you're sharpening knives in the kitchen, those kitchen sets come with a little sharpener.
Oh yeah.
It's
like and then you get with your friends. Like, ooh, that's nice and sharp.
Exactly. So right. Good. Like, come on, now I can start cutting again.
Yeah.
And that's iron sharpening iron is just like that.
Yeah. And it's not just what we think of when we think of that. Oh, it's sharpening off those rough edges, like the hard, or it's like all the challenge.
Yeah.
Cause I like how you said that it's not just challenge. It's also encouragement.
Encouragement.
And like hearing, sometimes I know when I'm hearing from God, sometimes I need, a confirmation.
Yes.
And we're like, is God really saying this to me? And that happens a lot that community kind of in group where you can go to them and goes, hey, I've been praying about this thing. I think I might be hearing something. What do you hear? You know, and then you can actually have other people pray with you and you can guys can discern the spirit together. And oftentimes that's where you'll really get those confirmations. Because when it's in your own head, you might be like, well, is that just me or is that God?
Yeah.
And a lot of times it is God.
Yeah.
And we might even reject it a little bit. Mm. Or just, especially if it's something challenging to us.
Yeah,
and
something then, outside of our comfort zone. Yeah, something where he normally is. Right?
Where he's trying to push us to something, And then we're like, hey, can you pray with me? And all of a sudden, like, that person will give you a word. Mm-hmm. And it's just that instant confirmation.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, that was from God right there.
Yeah, exactly.
And it really helps.
And so I remember you sharing once that you were at a conference and then somebody you didn't know, young guy came up to you and just spoke over you.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be a youth pastor.
Yeah.
Can
we tell that story?
That story. So, and I want you to talk about also just kind of how that kind of led and was an encouragement maybe in you stepping into youth ministry.
Oh, for sure. It definitely was because I was in music ministry.
Yeah.
And that was like where I was at.
Yeah.
I love music ministry. I love playing music. And I was like, I'm just going to do this forever.
Yeah.
And this will be the thing that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always had a heart for youth, but then like I was at this conference and we were going to, just learn. And it was a national conference, I believe in SeaTac, Washington.
Okay.
And there was a friend of someone that we did know.
Yeah.
And he came up to me and I was probably in my early 30s at that time. And he was probably like 18.
Okay.
And he's like, I feel like God's been giving me words for people, and which I believe is a gift.
Oh yeah.
A prophetic gifting.
Yeah.
And, now that I know more about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's happened so many times in similar situations like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this kid at all, but he is an in because he is part of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Like he is part of the family.
Yeah.
And so I knew that about him and I trusted the person that knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's like, I just don't know if this is from the Lord or not. Which is a great way to always say that, by the way, because sometimes we can say things that aren't from the Lord as well. But
you don't want to put a "thus saith the Lord"
thus on your saith thoughts. The Lord on your thoughts. But the fact that he was willing to come up to a complete stranger and just share something that God was putting on his heart was awesome.
Yeah.
And then he said, I just feel like you're going to be over a big youth ministry.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was just like maybe barely starting to like lean into that way.
Yeah.
And so it was just that confirmation. It was like, okay, you need to start going even more that way.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking about it, but it wasn't like my thing.
Yeah.
And so it did kind of give me that confirmation, maybe a little push.
Yeah.
But also that prophecy, if it will, was mm-hmm. fulfilled. Like I did have a thriving youth ministry for 4 years here in CUNA. And then I don't think that's over either, because as I'm getting into NNYM and doing what I'm doing now, I think that's only going to possibly grow.
Exactly.
Yeah. God willing, right?
Man, that's so cool.
But that was such a cool thing. And I've had another person say something similar to me that was like, I just feel like you might pastor at some point. And, and I was still doing worship then as well. So there was like a couple confirmations from other people.
Yeah. Man, that's so cool. That is so cool. There's one that comes to my mind.
Yeah.
That comes to my mind. So it was at a... Yeah, I guess it's a conference. It was at a conference where I was actually getting ordained. So I've been a credentialed minister for a while, but there's like levels within our credentialing process. And so I was moving to an ordained minister, which is the highest level. And then it was interesting because I think it was that night that I was getting ordained. And this gentleman comes up to me. I mean, he had to be a teenager. He had to be somewhere probably like in his mid teens. Mm-hmm. And he had Down syndrome. Mm. And he wasn't just like inspiring to watch it, like his engagement with worship, his engagement with the messages and whatnot. But so I didn't know this kid at all. But he walks up to me. And he opens up his Bible, which I love. It was like a kid's Bible with illustrations, pictures and whatnot.
That's awesome.
Right. But he opens up his Bible and he opens up to a page where Daniel is in the lion's den. So it's a picture of Daniel in the lion's den. Mm-hmm. And he points at it. He says, "That's you."
Mm.
And then he walks away.
How is it?
Whoa.
I love that.
Whoa. When I tell you that stuck with me, like that stuck
so
with
me. So tell me what the lion's den was.
Oh, man. Well, so what's interesting is not long after that, there ended up a ministry that we were a part of. There ended up being some stuff going on.
Oh, okay.
Where very much I was kind of thrown to the lions, so to speak. And so in that, there was this constant, like that just kept coming back to my mind, that picture of him saying
he was giving you something to prepare you for what was coming.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. To prepare what was coming. 'Cause in that moment, I didn't feel like I was in a lion's den.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, man. Yeah.
But that probably helped you through that time, right?
Absolutely helped through that time. And so that's even kind of some of that iron sharpened iron, that perseverance, that those words of, I mean, most people wouldn't say that's a word of encouragement, but to say that.
But it is.
I mean, because we know the story. We know what happens with Daniel and how he ends up getting pulled out of that. Right. And and how God shuts the lion's mouths. Yep. And so.
And we know that when so Paul actually talks about the giftings and prophecy being one of them, and it says they're used to encourage and bring up the body.
Exactly.
Like it's what's the word I'm looking for?
To edify.
Edify.
Yeah.
They're used to edify the body. That's what those gifts are for.
Yeah.
And that
those are
using that gift. And it edified
both of those examples.
And
and
it edified me.
Yeah.
And helped me encourage me into the things that God had for me.
Mm,
and so absolutely. I think that happens a lot.
Absolutely. So I love, so these are great examples of complete strangers, mind you.
Yeah, those were
both
strangers, but still in.
And you mentioned a little bit, what makes them in still?
Yeah.
Like what is this definition of in? We talked about up is kind of, because it's up towards God, our relationship with God. So what's the...
Well, it could very well be like, and I don't, this is just like off the top of my head, but the people that are also connected to the up makes the in.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're all working with the grandmaster.
Exactly.
He's planning, he's working all things together for the good of those who love him. Right. That's a verse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, when we are listening to other people that are also connected to him, that's how he works that all together. Yeah. And so that's what makes them that kind of family connection.
Yeah.
And that was something I said not too long ago. I was, because I've been visiting a lot of churches doing this NNYM just to kind of interact with other leaders and stuff. And one of the most beautiful things about the church as a whole is you can go into any church that is practicing following God.
Yeah.
Right. That is practicing following Jesus. Then there's churches that may or may not be. Mm-hmm. I haven't ran into any of those recently. So, but when I walked into all those churches, there is this like really like familiar feeling. That, yeah. Like, you know, that like, okay, this is my people.
Exactly.
Because, and that's God.
Yeah.
Like that's that thread of Jesus in his people that you just, it feels homey.
Mm-hmm.
No matter which church you go to.
Yeah. The word that keeps coming to my mind is like a family reunion.
Yeah.
And you may not recognize all the faces. Yeah. You may not know all the people by name.
But you walk in, you're like, sense. I know something about you.
Yeah.
Whether I know you or not, I know something about you. And it's that commonality of us following Jesus together. Yeah. And there's something there.
Yeah.
That makes that happen. Absolutely. And so when I went to that conference and I saw that kid and I saw that God using like the excitement in him and the fire within him, I was like, that's Jesus.
Yeah.
And you know, I went home and I prayed about it and discerned about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we don't just take everything at face value because the enemy works in the church too.
Yeah.
Like we've talked about that before. But I didn't feel that way about him when I met him.
Yeah.
And he was confirming something that I had kind of been talking to God about already.
Yeah.
And so it just made sense to me that that was not. And
yeah. Yeah.
And that the enemy talking.
Exactly. And he's echoing. I love that you said God was already talking to you about it.
Yeah.
And it's just those echoes are so important.
Oh, they're
that
so good.
God will do that. And that's something that I feel like should also be an encouragement for us. Cause like that gentleman, both of those guys that we were talking to, I mean, these are strangers having the boldness, the courage to walk up and share these things.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is, again, kind of like how you pointed out in your example, he said, I'm not sure if this is God. Right. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to go in there with
this is God speaking and you need to listen to what I'm saying.
Right.
But if someone says that, you might want to question
it. You might want to hesitate. But there's something to the fact that God echoes. So you don't go in there thinking it's my, like what you're saying is going to be the first and last time they ever hear this.
Yeah.
You put it out there as this may be confirmation. And this may go along with things God is speaking to you. And you can share that knowing that God's going to keep speaking to them. And if it doesn't line up with what God's already speaking to them and going to speak to them, then they can discard it. But if
I've
it
had that
does,
too.
Yeah, and it does happen. And so, but I think sometimes, because I've also seen this, I've seen people feel challenged and would literally say, they were being obedient and praying for certain things and then it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I think sometimes in our perspective, we're always thinking if I'm doing this, then the result needs to be this in order for it to be successful. But I think most of the time, the success of what we're doing is whether or not it's obedience. Whether or not, you know, there's that specific outcome we're looking at. We gave this word and it happened exactly as we gave
the word.
We thought it would.
It might be for years later.
We prayed for this person and then it ends exactly how we thought it would.
Yeah.
No, but the real success in there is obedience.
Yeah.
Being obedient to what you feel like God has put on your heart, what he's calling you to.
He knows the bigger plan.
Because he knows the bigger plan. Yeah. And sometimes we even need those failures, so to speak, right? Those we did it, didn't work out the way we thought, but we were obedient. Sometimes we need that to realize, look, if it doesn't go 100% the way you see it going, you're going to live. You'll be fine. Yeah. Right?
You don't even know. Like sometimes people don't always claim the word you give them.
Exactly.
Like, you feel like it's from God.
Absolutely.
Did I share that story here before?
Nuh-uh.
The one about the turtle?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay, I should
We like turtles. So
this is a great story. So I was just starting getting into this this idea that God can actually speak through me to someone else. Because I think we disqualify ourselves from that a lot. And I definitely disqualified myself from being prophetic in any way because I had taken spiritual gifting tests and it didn't,
score very high.
Yeah. which is true. I do think we're more gifted in other areas and I'm high evangelist, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But I was kind of disqualifying myself because of which we shouldn't do.
No.
Because I do believe that God will give us words for anybody at the time if we're the person that needs to say it.
Exactly.
And so I had gone to this in gathering of people that I didn't know all of them super well.
Yeah.
It was another church. There were some other churches there, and it was a gathering together. And we actually, they asked us to, give a word, and we would pray for those words as they came up, because we were just hoping that God would speak over healing over people and stuff like that. And not too many people gave words or felt like and this is one of the first times I was like, all right, I'm getting this image in my head. That I don't really, I'd never really gotten a lot of visual kind of imagery. Yeah. And I was like, I'm getting this image in my head. And I wasn't going to say anything because it's putting yourself out there. It's being bold.
Absolutely.
Right? And it was a turtle. And I was like, what the heck? and actually, I got a word first, which was anxiety. And I was like, man, everybody's anxious these days. So that could, I feel like that's just me throwing something out, that everybody is struggling with. So I actually asked God, I was like, can you clarify that? You know? And he gave me this image of a turtle. And I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
And so then I thought about it for a little bit longer, and other people were starting to say some things, like someone said, I feel like someone's got a hurt back, and someone said a leg or something like that, which by the way, all those got claimed.
Wow.
Like there was people, and we went and prayed for those people. Yeah. So a couple of them received healing.
Wow.
Really cool stuff. And this is all in stuff, right?
Yeah.
This is what happens
exactly.
In.
This is what happens.
Very important. But I was like, all right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say it. And I even prefaced it this way. I was like, okay, I got this word anxiety, but I know that's common for a lot of people. So I asked God for a clarifying word. I'm just going to say it. I got the word turtle. I saw a vision of a turtle. And so if that's you, if that's from the Lord, I prefaced it just like we talked about. And nobody claimed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Every other word got claimed except for that one. So I was like, oh, that was really stupid. Like, I just put myself out there for nothing. Right? Well, okay. So we're at this kind of like conference. This is all through a couple day training that we were doing. And so we're doing it with other believers. Next day, show up at the thing. And first thing, I'm grabbing coffee. This girl comes up to me that was there. And she's like, I just had to tell you something. That was me. And
wow.
I was like, what? And she's like, when you said that word turtle, my husband and I both looked at each other like, what was that?
Yeah.
Because he knew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she told me that she has a nickname, Turtle, that comes from this place where she hides in a shell.
Wow.
Hopefully she's okay with me sharing this. I'm not going to say the names if she happens to
see
it.
I hear.
I just think it was a beautiful story.
Yeah.
But that was her.
Wow.
And I was just like, yeah, God sees you.
Man.
Sometimes those words are just like,
that's so good.
I see you in that place that you're in, whether it's anxiety or depression or anything.
Yeah.
And we all have our things, right?
Uh-huh.
And sometimes God will give a word to someone else just to help you and understand that he sees you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's what I felt like that was. And it was just, I don't know. I've told that story
that's
to
so
a number
cool.
of people. It's such a great testimony.
Absolutely.
Because it also helped me realize, like, first of all, that I could be a voice for God, even though I'm not highly prophetic or whatever. And second of all, that just because someone doesn't claim it doesn't mean it wasn't a word for them.
Exactly.
Or that it wasn't a word for somebody. You
exactly.
might say something to a group of people like that and be like, well, that was dumb. Like, I said a silly word and didn't mean anything to anybody. I was so glad that she came to me the next day and told me because it really helped edify me.
Exactly.
That I was like, okay, I can hear from God for people.
Wow.
And he has a bigger purpose and all that.
Exactly.
So it was, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Man, that's so good.
And that only happens in the inn, right?
Yeah.
Like if you did that without being like people who don't know God at all, they'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes sometimes those prophetic gifts can work on the out.
Yeah,
right?
They can.
But
oh, totally.
But we do see, and I think it's really important that you're saying a lot of this happens in the inn, because again, this goes along with us encouraging and edifying each other.
But it was a safe place for me to try.
Exactly.
I guess that's
true.
And
that
was a
safe place for you to try.
Yeah, I should clarify that. It does happen in the out. And
but gift
that
is developed there.
It's that safe. It's kind of like kids at home and how they fight against you and stuff because they're testing and learning how to do things.
Exactly.
I've heard this as an example of like if everybody else thinks your kid is great, but at home you're struggling with them.
Yeah.
It's like, Well, they're practicing on you.
Exactly.
And they're learning stuff. And you should actually take that as a good thing. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of that same thing because, like, you're practicing within the family. None of those people were judging me for saying that, even though I felt kind of silly when nobody claimed it. I still felt pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
Where if I would have went to a random stranger and done that, I would have had a lot more, like, especially if I hadn't had that confirmation before.
Exactly.
So I was able to test it out among friends and, and family.
Man, and that's so important.
Totally.
That's so important, especially for us.
That's the iron. That's the sharpening.
Iron sharpening iron, right? That's us being able to develop our giftings, practice hearing from God, practice sharing his word. I think that's something we don't do enough.
Getting discernment is just from each other.
Practicing just even evangelism.
Like
practicing sharing the word, putting the gospel in our conversations.
Yeah, totally. Like
and
trying
just
out
practicing
like
that with each other so that we're more comfortable doing it in the out. Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like we had a thing where we practiced at our youth group. We practiced a 3-minute gospel presentation.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, can you just say the gospel in 3
Come
minutes
on now.
And do it with other people that already know it?
Yeah.
So they can give you like feedback and be like, yeah, well, this we could add this or you could. Yeah. You don't need to go that deep into that because it's more simple than that.
Exactly.
You know? Those are the things you get when it's just like training for anything.
It is. It
like
is.
A job
it's
or something.
Really a training ground. And that's, oh man, that's so good. When you said that the N is for people who are practicing the up, it immediately made me go back to this imagery in my mind of because we've said that there's similar ways of saying this up, in and out. There's different imageries for it that are given. One that we're both familiar with is the cave, table, and road, right?
Cave being the uptime.
Yeah, and the cave being the uptime and the table is the end time. And it just makes me think like it's those that are sitting at the Lord's table.
Yeah.
Right. Like those who have a seat at the Lord's table, those who are. And I think
that's Jesus sitting. He was sitting with his disciples, like going over things
in deeper
ways so that they can go.
Yep. Exactly. And so I love just this imagery of us being able to come together. When you sit down at the table, you know, there is that connection point that we've all been invited here by Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. We're all his guests. We're all part of this. We may not recognize every face, right? But we know we're sharing this table. We're sharing this meal together. And it is a great place to prepare us for what is coming when we step out those doors, when we go to the out. So, man, I love that. I think that
definitely see unity in there.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. Because, right. I mean, that's you have to be there's that unifying factor of it being his table. Right. And that, like you said, we're practicing the up. These are people who are practicing the up. And so we're in, all of us are here through our relationship with God. It's like when you go to a party, right? Somebody's birthday party.
Yeah.
And you may not know everybody, but you know, you're all there for that person's birthday party. Like that person is what connects all of you guys. It's this, the Lord's table is Jesus. He's the one that connects us.
Yeah.
Right. And we can hold on to that. We can hold on to that. We're connected through his word. We're connected as followers of his. And then so that becomes a safe place for conversation, for practicing and developing gifts. And there's it's a safe place for encouragement. And there's just something so special about hearing people's stories, people's testimonies. Yeah. And again, like you sharing that, it's like, man, that revs me up.
Yeah. Right. I need to do that some more.
Right.
It's get like together with some believers
exactly.
and just pray and worship together. The worship element.
Exactly. There's something so special about that.
Yeah. I mean, and church in a lot of ways is, it's kind of multifaceted. It can be an in and an out, in and up. It can be like all of them, but I think it's more an in than I don't know. It depends
It depends on the church.
A lot of times
how they have
it can
set
feel
up.
More like an in, but that worship together thing. I feel like, you know, church on Sunday is equipping of the saints, right? Mm-hmm. So that's and then the evangelism happens more in the invites and all that kind of stuff, right? But that worship together element, I mean, I've felt God and been close to God in those moments more than any time doing it on my own.
Yeah.
It's just, there's something about it. Like I have great, testimonies on that too.
Yeah.
Times where God's just like really touched my heart by the people singing around me and praising around me, especially when you're in a really hard time.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you're going, sometimes that's you, you're getting to be the one that's praising God and encouraging the people around you. And other times, you're walking into church, you're barely walking into church or into a midweek service or a worship night or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't even have to say anything. Maybe you don't even sing at all, but you just be in the presence of his people in that inn and everybody else. And there's just like this lifting that happens. Yeah. Like they're bringing you up with them. And you just don't get that by yourself. Mm-mm. Sometimes. I mean, there's a way to do that just with God. And I've had some really sweet moments of worship just with me and God. And I think we should do both. Mm. But there is something about that.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay, man. All right. We have to look at some of these scriptures because I feel like on the end, there's so many that really talk about the importance of us practicing this or just encouraging us to practice it. It's one of those things to where you see this time and time and time again throughout scripture, especially the New Testament, where they're just telling us to practice this in with one another. And I think it's important that we keep reminding, you know, this is a full triangle. You don't want to just stay in the up. You don't want to just stay in the in.
And
you
we'll
don't
get to that just in the stay out in the out.
You got to, we have to practice all of these things, and all of them have this importance to them where we don't want to leave it out. We don't see it as, oh, that's just something that we can add in or take it or leave it. But it's really important that we're balancing our life with all of these things because all of them are part of us being with Jesus, becoming like him, and doing what he did. So in that, there's one of the first things that comes to my mind because I love this chapter. This is one of my favorite chapters within scripture. There's two of them, Romans 12.
Okay.
So Romans 12 is a great chapter. And throughout that chapter, there's multiple things in here where it's talking about us loving one another, working together in unity, and how we're to pretty much how we're supposed to conduct ourselves as believers. And in that we see, so let me see, starting at verse 9. So just to kind of give a quick overcap, leading up to them there, he's talking about renewing our mind, being living sacrifices for God. He says, be humble. Pretty much, he says, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but remember you're a part of the body. And he goes into this idea of us being members of the body together and working each of us because we're part of the body. He says, we've all been given gifts, so use them.
Yeah.
Like kind of how we were talking about. So use them, right?
Yeah.
Because
encourage each
those,
other.
Those gifts are for the edification, the building up of the body, for the glory of God. And then he goes in and he gives examples of different gifts and ways to use them, you know. And he says, the one who's gift is service, then in his serving. The one who gives with liberality or with generosity, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. So he's talking about the heart posture behind it as well. And then he talks about the one who leads with zeal, right, with passion. And then in verse 9, I love this. He says, let love be without hypocrisy. In some versions, it says, let love be genuine. Right. So let love be without hypocrisy. Let it be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. And then he says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. And so in some versions, it says honoring one another above yourself. Right. And or the one I really like, seeking to outdo each other and showing honor. And so I think that's really big as we're talking about this in. We see here within scripture that there's this significance and emphasis on us loving each other genuinely, being devoted to one another and honoring one another.
Well, and that's even how he says they'll know who we are.
Exactly.
Right? It's by how we love each other.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Doing how well we do our in as a witness.
It is. It is a big witness. And that's one of the reasons just even why we talk about unity on this podcast, the whole emphasis on us strengthening unity is because this is part of us fulfilling the Great Commission. Jesus says, you know, when we are one, the world will know that God sent him, Yeah. That's a pretty big statement, right? That we'll be known by our love for one another. These are all things that when we practice unity, we're giving a greater witness to the kingdom, greater yeah. witness to who our God is. So, all right. I saw you turned to something there. What you got?
Well, I just turned to Acts, which is like the beginning of the church. And this is after the Holy Spirit lands on everybody mm-hmm. and a bunch of people come and join the church, like thousands. And this is they subtitled this, The Fellowship of the Believers. And this is Acts, 2:42. And it says, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer, so praying together, eating together. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as they had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. So they did in really well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we can aspire to, and we don't.
And I think that's so often we think of like the early church. We want to grow like the early church. We want to be like the early church, and we see what they're doing there.
Yeah,
I mean they're practicing this
they're practicing in so daily.
They're practicing that up so well, right? Yeah. And so you can't just jump to one or the other. You really have to.
Yeah, and there's an up in there, right?
All of these
things. They're praying. They're doing their uptime.
They're devoted to the apostles' teachings, right? To the scriptures. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they're going. They must be going. You can see up. Actually, all three of them.
Yeah, you can see
there.
all three of them.
There's the in, and then it says, "The Lord adds praising God and having favor with all the people." So that's people
exactly
all over.
And now,
so that's the crowds. That's the out.
Yep. And so you have to think about that. If they're having favor with people. Obviously, they're not just hidden away. You know, they're
inviting people in
exactly
to their in time.
Well, yeah, and when they go out and they're living in the community, as they're in the community, they're obviously having good relations with people.
Yeah.
They're not those stuck up Christians, the arrogant Christians.
Yes.
They're you know,
the judgmental Christians.
So there's something to that. That the way they're conducting themselves, the way that they're walking around, right?
Yeah.
It's they're having favor with people. Reminds me.
Yeah.
There was somebody in scripture where it says he grew in favor with God and man. Grew in favor with Jesus. Jesus. They were being like him.
Yeah.
They were doing what he did. Oh man.
Yeah. Well, the discipleship where we got up in and out from, I mean, that's the whole idea is having a Jesus shaped life.
Exactly.
Like, how do we do that? And none of us are great at it. So we're again, like I always want to disclaimer this podcast.
Yes. We're not doing this perfect.
I'm working towards this.
Exactly. Right.
And a lot of times, like I have it in my mind. I know what it is we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's just the doing it. That's the hard part.
Doing it. Right. And again, I feel like
where it goes from here, head to heart.
Yeah. And I feel like the end is a big part of that.
Yeah.
Because the end.
It's a huge part of it.
The end is where we get the A word, that accountability, right?
The A word.
The end is the A word.
That's good.
It's that accountability where that helps us.
I love
us.
Accountability. Don't you guys love accountability?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
And that helps us. To really take this to that next level where we are growing more and more and actually applying and practicing these things. Because like you said, we can know and we can know so much, but it's not until sometimes we have that layer of accountability and that encouragement and that challenge with one another that we're putting it into practice. And
that actually makes me think of something. It takes a good amount of humility to do in well.
Ooh, come on now.
It takes a good amount of humility to do in well. Because
you need to
be willing to submit yourself to that accountability part, which is not most people's strong suit.
Come on. I'm pretty sure that's one of these. I don't know if it's on here. Oh, yep, there it is. Ephesians 5:21. And this one it says subject. But in the other translations it says submit. In Ephesians 5:21. Be subject to one another or submit to one another.
Yeah.
And being submitting. Able, that's humility.
People hate that word.
That's humility. Absolutely. And so I have, I pulled up, there's actually a great list here of the 100 one another verses. So and 100 times in scripture, you see us encouraged to be this way one with another. One another. These yeah. are the end verses.
Yep.
Right?
Which those are those things that like, oh yeah, 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 yeah. God yeah. made us for community.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh yeah. But there it's yes. mentioned 100 times. And I'm just going to read a few of them from each section because these are actually broken down to where they're about unity, they're about love, they're about humility with one another. Mm-hmm. And then so let me see a few of these. You have in Mark 9:50, it says, be at peace with one another. Do not grumble among one another. John 6:43. I just read the Romans one. Then in 1 Corinthians 11:33, wait for one another before beginning Eucharist. That's a good one. Saying like, wait for one another. Be patient and wait to share the Lord's supper together, to share this meal together, right? And then love, on the love section, we have love one another. Huh, go figure. That is listed so many times. 1 John 13:34, 15:12, and 17, Romans 13:8, 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and it just goes on and on. 1 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, just love
what
one
said
another.
About,
love one another.
Yeah, and what you said about the Eucharist.
Yeah.
I mean, what we call that communion, right?
Exactly. Yeah, Eucharist,
what
communion.
What does communion mean?
Yeah.
Like communing
right?
together.
Right, exactly.
breaking
so
bread
what's
together.
It called? Galatians 5:13, through love, serve one another. Oh, here's a good one. Ephesians 4:2, tolerate one another Oof. In love. Tolerate one another in love. Come on. Say it again for the people in the back. Tolerate one another.
You can
in
do it.
Love. You can do it. We're called to it. And then some of the humility ones.
Sometimes you need to. You
right?
tolerate it.
Right? That's tell me about it. some of the humility ones. This is a good, we've mentioned this. Wash one another's feet.
Yeah.
Come on now, problem. Right at the top. They weren't pulling no punches. Right yeah. at the top. Wash one another's feet. Give preference to one another in honor. That's the one I just read, right? Don't be haughty. Be of the same mind. Serve one another.
Also not like haughty, pretty.
Yeah. Don't be hot. don't be a hottie. Nah, yeah. Don't be arrogant, in other words, right? It's all right. You can be a hottie, but don't be arrogant. Serve one another. And then I'm going to see if there's any other ones over here. And here's the rest. Bear one another's burdens. Speak truth to one another. Mm-hmm. Don't yeah. lie to one another. Should we have to say that? Don't. Husbands and wives, don't deprive one another of physical intimacy. Man, that's a good one. That's a good one right
sure,
there
we'll
for our married folk, right? Great one. Greet one another with a kiss, right? And an appropriate kiss. All right, we're talking about church
yeah,
hugs,
kiss
and church
on the cheek.
Yeah, church hugs and church kisses here. All right, don't get carried away. encourage and build up one another. Stimulate one another to love and good deeds. Pray for one another. Be hospitable to one another. Teach and admonish one another with songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. So, I mean, there's just so many.
There's all that iron sharpens iron.
Iron right sharpening iron. Iron sharpening iron time yeah. and time again throughout scripture.
Yep.
So it's interesting. There's there's this one evangelism tool in history that's often confused. You may know my boy TJ. He's the one that made it. Not shout out TJ Hankey Refresh Church, but TJ Thomas Jefferson. Back in the day, early American history, Thomas Jefferson made an evangelism tool. Most people don't know it as this, as an evangelism tool. Some people know it as the the Thomas Jefferson Bible, but it's not meant to be that. And so people say he took out everything that had miracles and stuff, because the thought is he was a deist, he didn't believe in all that, so he took away all of that. But really what it was he took away everything but the red letters. Okay. Now, when you take away everything but the red letters, you're going to lose, you know, the miracles and all of that, them happening because that's narration, right? Or them coming about because that's narration. But the whole purpose of it was, this is just a sweet little booklet of all of Jesus's words. Mm. And so it was actually meant to be an evangelism tool to the Native Americans. Because he said, if we can just get them Jesus's words, if they can just know. And I mean, you can say that for today. I mean, you can say that for believers today. Like, if we could just know Jesus's words.
That's kind of cool. I want to check one of those out.
I know, right? And so it's this idea of, okay, so we have just all of Jesus's words right here. And with that being in mind, I think it's so interesting, if you were to take away these one another verses, like how much of scripture would be missing and just not make sense if you took that away, or if you were to compile it all together.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And then if you were to just take all these one another verses and just put them in a booklet, right? Like maybe we need to do this. We need to put it in an NHOPE Unity booklet.
I bet
right?
ChatGPT could do it for us.
Man, we about to put you to work. About to put that ChatGPT to work.
Sorry if you think that's the devil. It might be.
Huh?
I said sorry if you think that's the devil. It might
be. No. It might be. But we gonna
don't overuse it.
We gonna make him work to the good. So get these all of these one another and loving one, like all of that just compiled. And what a beautiful witness that would be to this end, to how we're supposed to be living with one another and encouraging one another and edifying each other and all these different things. I think it would be challenging, because as we read, some of those, wash one another's feet, right? Be subject to one another. What was it? Bear one another's burdens, right? Tolerate one another. Obviously, some of these things, they're saying them because we don't do them easily. They can be challenging.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That just has my mind spinning.
Well, that's
on
the humility
what
piece,
would it
right?
be like to pull all those together.
We need to be willing to be challenged a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And know that, like, if you are, though, that you'll grow more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If we're not willing to be challenged, we're not going to grow.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so true. So true. And we need it. We need the up. We need the in.
We need it.
Before we get to the out, which we're going to talk about next.
Yeah.
So I think we're good for today. But again, this is just the start of the conversation. We encourage everybody to join the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Jump in, comment, share. Obviously, we want you to subscribe, be part of the conversation. Hit us up on social media. Comment on our podcast on YouTube. Just be part of the conversation. We'd love to hear from you and revisit some thoughts on this in the future as well.
Yeah.
All right. You want to close this in prayer?
I will. Lord, we just thank you for creating us for community, because gosh, there's so much good stuff that comes out of it. I just think of all the things, some of the testimonies we shared today and many others of times when you've used other people to encourage me, edify me into your kingdom, and then the opportunities that we've had to do that for others as well, God. And it's such a beautiful thing, the way you created it that way. And I just pray that as we seek to be more like Jesus and the example he set for us, that we spend time building our in, joining small groups, life groups, as some churches call them, and whatever the church calls it, those intimate spaces where we can get together and be sharpened by the other people of God and create deeper relationships, get prayed for, explore our gifts. God, you've gifted each person listening to this individually with special gifts for your kingdom purposes, God. And I pray that they know that and that they learn what those are, and that can be done through the inn. And just bless them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I jumped straight in. So was there any final thoughts that you had? I jumped straight into saying we're...
I think I covered in the prayer,
you got
probably.
It. Okay. Something that came to my mind, though, was ministry networking.
Yeah.
Like ministers networking together. I want you to speak on that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's your bread and butter.
Well, that's the whole thing I'm trying to do, right, is bring churches together in unity in that way.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of sharpening that happens there, too, right?
So I feel like that's a great example of
that. Oh, it's a great example, actually. Yeah. Like, just a brief overview of what I'm doing. I'm trying to bring youth pastors together to better serve the youth that are under their care.
Yeah.
And serve each other.
Yeah, exactly.
So when they get together, they can talk about things that have come up in their youth groups, how mm-hmm. they handled them,
yeah.
how God used certain things. All those things are learning experiences that they have experienced mm-hmm. that they can share with other people
yeah.
that haven't experienced them yet. Probably yeah. they probably will experience them.
Exactly.
The enemy works in the same ways in all things, mm-hmm. and so does God.
Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, and so like when we work together in that way, we're gonna be stronger. We will yeah. sharpen each other.
Yeah.
By doing that, doing events together, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That brings unity to the church as exactly. a whole, versus an individual youth group here, individual
Absolutely.
Youth group there, and also praying for each other. And
exactly
where you're in a leadership situation, you may not feel comfortable asking the people that you're superior. I hate to use the word superior, but that you're leading.
Yeah,
those people that you're serving. You may not feel as comfortable going to them with yeah. things that you're dealing with, the struggles that you're dealing with, and so. Yeah. By having that in of other youth pastors, and this is true for pastors and any other leadership yep. position within the church too, find other people that know what it's like, mm-hmm. that you can share those experiences with and be in unity and prayer and all those things that we just talked about. That can be your in.
Absolutely.
Is those other people that also know what it's like
yeah.
to be in leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, you know, when it comes to Jesus talks about how there's many rooms within his father's house. And when you think of the Lord's Supper, I don't think of like one huge long table. I think of many tables. And
I like that.
Right. And I yeah. feel like there's something special about being able to kind of roam around and visit other tables. Right. Mm-hmm. But I think there's also something else special about being able to congregate where this table, we have that connection that we're all in youth ministry. And this table has that connection that, you know, we're all worship leaders and we're all part of worship yeah. ministry mm-hmm. and that we're all, you know, senior pastors or lead pastors and being able to have that understanding of what you're doing in ministry together, the same similar struggles and victories and encouragement for one another.
Yeah.
There's something special about that. And
yeah, it's kind of like having a club yeah. in like the secular world. Like
exactly.
we all like kayaking or we all like
exactly.
fishing or
yep.
we all like hunting or whatever those things are. There's a unifying piece in
Absolutely.
That you can build the other relationship around
mm-hmm.
That makes it easier to talk and,
exactly.
and get into those deep in conversations.
Yeah. Yep. And then also just, I mean, mix the tables up every now and again, play a little musical chairs. Move around,
yeah.
right?
Visit the body.
This is the body.
Visit the family members you don't know yet.
Exactly.
You got family all over the
right.
world.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's why, oh, man, I want to go. I'd love to just go to church in other countries and just
yes.
see how other people are connecting to God.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
the
I hear
idea
that.
Of going. I keep watching these videos of Africa and just the way they worship and stuff.
Mm, come on now.
And it's like,
come on now.
It's so cool.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, I just want to go be in that worship
yes,
for
absolutely.
A minute and just experience worship that way
uh-huh.
With God and just how they're doing it. And you can do that anywhere. Like, there's
yes.
so many different ways that people worship God together. And, it's not all just the rock alternative
exactly.
Christian music
right?
that we have here in America.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Man, talk about going on a world tour.
World tour, family.
Family of faith.
Yeah, family, visitation, whatever yeah. you want to call it. that would be epic.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. All right. Love you guys. I know we had
yeah.
a little
have a good one.
Post-prayer there. Have a good one.